Hi guys, and welcome to this new episode of the Startup Hudo Show. Today we're going to be talking about the first chapter in the Startup Hudo's book, which I recently published. So the first chapter goes in details into basic instincts. And I wanted you to start kind of brainstorming and thinking about what makes you take certain decisions and not take others. Because when you think about it, we are all kind of pre-programmed to take certain decisions. Our courage versus our hesitation, sometimes our fears, sometimes our excitement, sometimes our passions, sometimes our needs, kind of dictate what we do and where we go. And this is something that I've established at a very early stage in building my startup, and even before that in taking certain decisions, whether to go into a certain major or into a certain job experience. So some would argue that there's a genetic part that is included in these pre-programmed kind of attributes. Others would argue that no, you gain this data as you are growing in life. I am one of these advocates. I really believe that you start gathering data from the moment you are conceived, not born, but conceived. So even during pregnancy, you start gathering data. So if parents are in general fighting during pregnancy, this will affect the baby. If parents are negative during pregnancy, this will affect the baby. If parents do not, take certain positive steps and like really maybe listen to music, this will affect the baby. So definitely think about how to gather data and how to conceive the idea of gathering data. It's not gathering data in school past 10 years old. No, it is from day one, and day one of conception and not day one of coming into life. And this is what makes the difference. Sigmund Freud would say that it's super, the age between 0 and 4 is crucial for gathering data. And I totally agree. I would add the period that goes between -1 and 4 is crucial for gathering data. Same thing, guys, for your journey as startups. So as founders, you have to understand your character. You have to understand what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses. Do a SWOT analysis on yourself. Start by doing a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats on yourself. Understand where are your weak points and where are your strengths, so that you could join forces with people who would complete you, would complete your character, and be complementary in both in building this project that you want to build. Because excitement is not enough. If there's no one executing this excitement, then excitement will just vanish. If you're someone very organized, you need someone passionate. If you're someone who's a bit defensive, you need someone on offense. So it's all about understanding your basic instincts. And I always repeat a sentence in the book, we play with the tools the gods gave us. So that's a sentence from the movie Troy. Achilles is saying it to his fighters. And it's very, very, very distinctive, because indeed we do play with the tools the gods gave us. We play with the tools that we have. We don't try to create. We can at some point try to bring in new tools, which means new attributes, add new attributes to our character. But time is very short. Time is of the essence. And if you want to think about what you want to do in life, do not think about creating new things that go outside your character, but rather think about how to cherish, to love your character, how to really understand your character and grow it. And this is when you will flourish. Life is about using what you have in the best way possible to create value. And create value does not mean it's an obligation. Create value means you want to, you love to, you are passionate in creating this value, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And if something good came out of like the past pandemic that we went through as a human race, is that we understood that things are not everlasting. Things can change in a matter of minutes, seconds. This moment where this virus started spreading from person A to person B and then person C and just went viral, that's a moment that changed humanity forever. And if I want to give you a small advice as we are starting to talk about basic instincts, go back to yourself. Believe and love and trust what you have, because each one of you has a special thing, a special attribute, a special feature that makes them really shine. And if used and invested correctly, it can make you really happy, really shine, and be special and unique in your own way. Remember, be organized, be passionate, be structured. Cheers.